We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Simen Resh Pei Dalet and Sif Gimel, which discusses the laws of the Haftorah and their brachos. The Chaver tells us that Sarach Lechavin Lebirchas Hakarim B'Torah, that even though you're not the one that's reading, it's still necessary for you to listen to the brachos that are being said of the person reading the Torah, as well as the Birchos Hamaftir. V'yana achreim amen. And the reason for this is to answer amen. V'yalo l'hashlim minyan me'a bracho shechiser minyanam b'shabbos. We know that when it comes to the weekday, all 7 days of the week, it's necessary to have 100 brachos, as it says here, me'a brachos. And therefore, the issue is when it comes to the Shmon Esrei, we don't have the typical 19 brachos anymore. We are down to 7 on Shabbos. And therefore, because of that, it's necessary for one to answer amen to be able to say the minimum amount of amens. And again, the way the Mechaber says it, the minimum amount of brachos, which it says is 100. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. He says, V'alkein ha-mitzvah al-ho'olim shivarach b'kol ram. That when it comes to the person who gets the aliyah, it's an opportunity for us to be able to answer amen. Therefore, the person should say it out loud. So the question is, so how come he mentioned that by answering amen is going to end up adding up to the mea brachos, the 100 brachos? You're only answering amen, you're not saying a bracha. So this the Mishnah Berurah tells us. The Ali de Anias Amen, which what you're doing is you're acknowledging and admitting to, and saying that that which was just recited, that bracha is true. It's as though you're actually saying the bracha yourself. He says that when it comes to MS Vatzedek, which is in the middle of the bracha, even though there's a pause, we don't say amen to that. She'ein zeh siyum bracha, because you're not completing the bracha. V'chein ein lanos amen acher ha'ne'emarim be'emes. Also, when it comes to ne'emarim be'emes, even though, again, that's a pause, still, in that situation, she'ne'emar be'bracha shlifnei haftorah, that which a person says before the haftorah, this bracha, the zeh gamkin bracha achas, that's only considered to be one bracha, im mashi omer acher kach bracha ta Hashem habocher b'torah the zuhi chasima. So he's saying that even though there may be seemingly certain breaks, nonetheless the person does not answer amen until the conclusion of that particular bracha. Let's just see the next sif. Kaptan yochel haftir. This is a halacha which we're familiar with, that when it comes to maftir, we allow even a katan, even a child, to get that aliyah. And the Ramah says, im karu l'maftir mishenu yodea loymer haftorah. Let's say the person who gets called up is someone that just doesn't know how to say the haftorah. So yochel achel amr, someone else could say it. This is better. It's not to do such a thing. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses. He says, "Hainu shein karin l'maftir mi shelo yeda acher kach likros haftorah gamkein." He says this is referring to l'chadchil. You shouldn't call up someone to maftir if they don't know how to be able to say the haftorah. However, he says it was manenu in our days shahaminag b'kamin komos liftov neviim al klaf of a glilo kasefer Torah, in a situation where a person has a sefer Torah, or when it comes to the Nevi'im, to the Haftorah, which is comparable to a sefer Torah, it's written on parchment, and therefore it's very difficult, unless you have the expertise to actually read it, to be able to do anything. V'im kein ha'kari b'navi hu moitzi kol tzibur kikriya sefer Torah. He says that what the person is allowed to do, you can have a special balkari just to read the Haftorah, and someone else is able to get maftir and say the brachos, it's not a problem. L'chein afil l'chadchil mutir likros l'maftir afil mish'inu yodea likros b'navi ba'atzmo, it's not a problem. L'chadchil, you can do such a thing. Do yomer kol brachos, that he will say the bracha. And as we said, v'ashleit tzibur yikra haftorah k'mo shekari b'sefer Torah. And then the person who is the shleit tzibur will read the haftorah, just as we do when it comes to the sefer Torah. That even though it used to be the minhag that the person who got the aliyah was also someone that's who actually read the aliyah, didn't just actually say the brachos, actually read from the Torah, but now all we have is the person that says the brachos and someone else reads. So also in the case of a haftorah, that's something which is also acceptable.